السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ. اشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله. اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
اللہ تعالیٰ کا یہ شکر و احسان ہے.
حضور says that it is the grace of Allah Almighty that today, by the grace of Allah from this part of the world, I am getting this opportunity of delivering this Friday sermon from this part of the world. This part of the world, Huzur says, is the last end of the world, as everyone knows. So accordingly, Allah Almighty is showing us the fulfillment of that promise given to the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam in a different way. On one side are those manifestations which Allah Almighty shows us that His message and His tabligh is reaching reaching the end of the world through MTA, and there are two sermons and one Friday sermon in Qadian I delivered from Qadian, which I delivered in Qadian, and they were transmitted from there. And this is all Allah Almighty granted me the opportunity. Through the MTA they reached the end of the world. And today, as I have said, from Fiji, from the country of Fiji, and also from here, and the other city in Fiji, which is also the farthest end of the world, and we can say from the remotest end of the world, the message of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is being Allah Almighty has provided us the opportunity of conveying this message from this part. May Allah bless this effort and make it a success of transmitting this Friday sermon from here. And we are able to witness the manifestation of this prophecy in this respect. First, the message reached the ends of the world, and today, from the end of the world, the message is reaching other parts of the world. So this is the grace of Allah Almighty, which should make us grateful to Allah Almighty, and also to make the teachings of the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam a part of our life. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, according to the prophecies made by Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he is the Promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi, as everyone knows. He appointed him as the Promised Messiah and Mahdi. And the world today, whether they accept it or not, but the fact is that Hazrat Masih Maud Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi salatu wasalam is the Promised Messiah and Mahdi. And everybody is saying, and practically they are also demanding this thing, that a reformer, a Masih and Mahdi should be there here in this age and time, who should be able to guide the world to the right path. Today the people of the world, they have forgotten the correct ways of worshipping Allah Almighty. Their self-ego has established various partners of Allah in their hearts. And they are worshipping those idols. And they have forgotten the right of the one who has created them. And this is the situation that everyone is looking after himself. They are snatching the rights from other people, other brothers, and using it for themselves. Today there are hundreds of writers who write in the newspapers that even the Muslims themselves, they agree that only the name of Islam has been left, the action is no more there to be seen. So this was the time actually for about which the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made the prophecy that in that age my Masih and my Mahdi will make his appearance. So he came, and Allah Almighty enabled us to join those fortunate people who have accepted him. Is it enough to just accept the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam? No, Huzur says, but the purpose of his advent was that the link of human beings should be established with their Creator, Allah Almighty. And he should be able to discharge the responsibilities towards the fellow beings, so that with the discharging of both these responsibilities, he should be able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty. And in this way, in this life, he should be able to gather the blessings of Allah Almighty. And also after the demise, they should be able to get into the paradise of his pleasure. So therefore, in the light of his teachings, which is actually the teaching of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which the people have forgotten, we should try to achieve this objective by following the teaching. Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi salatu wasalam says that the greatest objective of the advent of the prophets in this world is to convey the message and to tarbiyat, so that the people could recognize their God. And they should get the salvation. Actually, this is the greatest objective in front of them. So therefore, in this time, Allah Almighty has established a community and he has sent me. And so this is the common purpose of my advent, which was in the advent of other prophets. And that is that I want to tell that what God is, and rather I would like to show that God. And I guide the people and I show them the way to God Almighty. Therefore, you see that this is the greatest objective of the advent of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, so that he can make the people recognize God. And when a person is able to recognize God Almighty, then he inclines towards him, towards God. So therefore, all of you, when you have accepted the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and you have joined through doing your bath, so you should analyze yourself. Each one of you should scrutinize oneself that this purpose which Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned about his advent, and the greatest purpose he has mentioned is that there are other objectives as well, but this is the greatest one. Anyway, Huzur says that discharging one's responsibility towards Allah is the greatest objective and the purpose, and all other people, towards all other people as well, this is the responsibility. Huzur says that, as I was saying, we should always keep this objective in mind, and when we will keep this objective in front of us, then we will have to incline towards Allah Almighty and to worship Him, and we will be reminded of that. And if towards the inclination towards Allah we are not reminded of that, then in that case simply initiating in name does not avail much and does not benefit much. And the conditions of bath fixed by the Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, if we read those conditions, then we find that that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, what was his intention to make us and what sort of person he wanted to see in us. And in that quotation which I read out, and that is the reply of those brothers as well, that they say that Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam was only the reformer and not the prophet. He said that the purpose of my advent is the same purpose which is common with the purpose of the advent of other prophets. And in so many other places he has mentioned the same very point, that my status is that of a prophet, and this status has been explained by him in several other places. But he says that his nubuwwat, this prophethood, is the one which has which is subordinate to the prophethood of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in accordance with the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his advent has taken place. We are fortunate that we have been able to see the fulfillment of all the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his true servant. We are enabled to believe in him, and we are enabled to believe that promised Messiah and Mahdi, who was completely saturated in the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his Persian verse he says that badas khuda ba ishq muhammad muhammaram kar kufri bawad ba khuda sakht kafaram, that after Allah Almighty I am completely given to the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If this you call the disbelief, then by Allah I am the greatest disbeliever. So this was the status. This is the status of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that the love of Allah and the love of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was completely satiated and saturated with that one. So we, all of us, we can only become the true Ahmadi when we also have the same type of love with Allah Almighty, and we also love his last law-bearing prophet, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we should always be trying to get the higher stages of this standards of love, and this can only be done when we are acting upon all the commandments of Allah and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are following that teaching which is essential to achieve these high standards. And the promised Messiah has given us that teaching. In one of his writing he says that every time, every moment of the time, unless you clear up your dealing with Allah Almighty and you do not fulfill all the responsibilities, then you cannot succeed. As I have mentioned, there are two types of responsibilities, one related to Allah Almighty and the other one related to the human beings. And hukukul ibad, the responsibilities towards people are also two types. One between the relatives and Ahmadi brothers, whether they are father or brother, and there is a religious brotherhood and relationship of that is there, and similar to the relationship between two brothers. And the other one is the true love and affection with the humankind in general, whether they belong to any religion, to any sect they may belong to have full love and affection for these people and to do favor to them. And in the rights of Allah, the greatest one is that one should worship Allah Almighty, and this worship should not be for any personal motive. And whether there is a paradise or hell, whether it is there or not, but just for the sake of Allah, the worship should be done, and the worship should be done only for the sake of Allah. And therefore, in this relationship, there should be no question of paradise or hell. And in kind treatment to mankind, my belief is that until that moment that you even pray for your enemy, your heart is not completely cleansed. And it is mentioned there that unless you pray for your enemies, I am not going to accept your own prayers. As Hazrat Masih Maud has drawn our attention in this writing, so he has mentioned that you be mindful of your responsibilities towards Allah and also responsibilities towards human beings, and also the responsibility of one person to another one. Regarding the responsibility towards Allah, the greatest right, he says, that he should be worshipped. And without any personal motive, without any personal desire, it should not be like this, that when you are trapped in a difficulty, then you try to remember Allah Almighty. And when he makes the life easier for you, and you are well off, and when you are free from all types of worries, and then you completely focus your attention on the world and forget the worship of Allah. It should not be like this, that you are totally unmindful that there is one Allah Almighty who has created us and he has blessed us with all the amenities and blessings. Therefore, at each and every time we should be mindful of our responsibility of worship of Allah Almighty, and the best method for that Allah Almighty has told us is to offer the five daily prayers. Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li zikri. Surely I am Allah, there is no other one who is worthy of worship, so you worship me, and for my remembrance you observe the prayer. So Allah Almighty has mentioned it very clearly that my worship and my remembrance will be done through the offering of the prayer. And the offering of the prayer means, and observing it, is that you should be offering the prayer regularly 5 times a day. This is a clear instruction for men, and the ladies can offer it at home. Remember it, that the importance of prayer is so much that it is mentioned there that those people who miss these prayers, they get the curse of Allah Almighty. Therefore, each and every Ahmadi must be very, very careful about offering of the prayer, whatever the condition may be, but they must always be paying attention to the offering of the prayer. If you offer the prayer regularly, then you will have a direct relationship with Allah Almighty, nor you will be in need of any other wazifa or repeating something, and there is no need of any going to any peer or fakir or sages or saints. Actually, offering of the prayer should be your regular practice. In one hadith it is mentioned that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said that the one which makes a distinction between belief and disbelief is the offering of the prayer. The one who doesn't offer the prayer, he is not a believer. So therefore, according to the command of Allah Almighty, please do take special care about your offering of the prayer and observing it regularly. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the pious life of a human being, the greatest standard of that is the offering of the prayer. The one who is always crying and weeping in the presence of Allah Almighty, he is safeguarded, he is protected, he is safe, just like a small child in the lap of his mother. And then the child realizes the love and affection of the mother. Similarly, when you cry and beseech Allah Almighty in your prayer, if you with very tender hearts and with your passions, the one who does offer the prayer like that, so he puts himself into the lap of Allah Almighty, in the lap of kindness of Allah Almighty. He as if puts himself into the lap of kindness of Allah Almighty. Remember that the person has not really enjoyed the taste of his faith who has not been able to enjoy his prayer. When you offer the prayer, one should be able to enjoy it. And if you don't do so, or you, then you do not really know the benefits of your faith and the taste of the prayer. Some people just go down a couple of times, just like a chicken picks up the feed. And then after the prayer, they start in very long prayers. Actually, the fact is that the time which were granted to pray to Allah Almighty, they wasted that time. And then they go for very long prayers. And when they come out of the presence of Allah Almighty, then they pray. The correct thing is that pray to Allah Almighty during the prayer and consider it the way of your salvation. The prayer is the one which makes a distinction between a believer and a non-believer. And this opens your heart. And as a result of this, there is a light created in the heart of a person. So therefore, you should recite Surah Fatiha extensively, repeatedly. The Surah Fatiha which begins with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And one should ponder carefully on this prayer. It is imperative for a human being that he should become like a perfect beggar. And if there is a beggar who is insisting in his begging, and then he makes a face which attracts the mercy of other people, just like a beggar, when a beggar through his voice, through his face, he requests for something. Similarly, in the same way, by crying, by supplicating to Allah Almighty, beseeching Allah Almighty, and one should communicate to Allah Almighty with those feelings. When you are not extremely crying and weeping in the presence of Allah Almighty, then you cannot get the blessings of Allah through the prayer. So these are the standards which you should achieve. Now you analyze yourself. After believing the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, have you been able to achieve these things? Have you achieved this standard or not? You should try to analyze. Zur says that, as I have said, there are some people who are very much after various words to be repeated. Actually, they should be praying to Allah Almighty, Regarding this, the promised Messiah Salatu Wasalam says that we are not in favor of simply repeating certain words as wazifa. Rather, one should pray, whether you pray in your own language, with putting your heart and soul into that. One should pray to Allah Almighty with a lot of unrest and with devotion and with love. You should pray to Allah Almighty. And when you pray, when you come back to God in such a way, so much so that that omnipotent, all-powerful God is watching over you. He has the power to do everything. And He is also watching over us. When your condition will be like that, then you will not be become bold to commit any sin. The one who worships like that, gradually he leaves, he is able to leave those sins. Similarly, when a person fears the fire and other dangerous things, similarly he should be afraid of the punishment of sin. Similarly, he should be afraid of committing a sin. And with this understanding that Allah Almighty is going to punish him very severely, the life of full of sin is like a hell in this life. And the winds of the punishment of Allah, they blow upon that. Huzur says that, Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that the sin makes the life like hellish life here. And those people, the winds of the wrath of Allah Almighty, they blow upon those people and crush them and kill them. Just a person is afraid of fire, so one should be afraid of committing sin, because this is also a fire. This is our belief, that one should cry extensively, repeatedly in prayer, so that Allah Almighty can blow the winds of His pleasure upon you. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam says that all the prophets, they were in need of repentance of their sins. As the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his action and his noble practice is a clear guidance for us. He was the chief of all the prophets. He used to do the istighfar, seeking repentance of the sins. So if he was doing that, we should do even more. So this practice that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has established for us, he used to pray, he used to seek forgiveness from Allah Almighty, he used to cry in the presence of Allah Almighty. He used to cry in such a way that it is mentioned in one of the hadiths that in prostration his condition used to be like this, as if a kettle is on fire and boiling in it, and a cooking pot is boiling. His condition used to be like that. The same type of noise was being heard from that. So we should consider how much we are in need of seeking repentance from Allah Almighty to please our Lord. And another great right which is upon us as Ahmadi Muslim, which Allah Almighty has fixed for us, that is the right of Allah Almighty, and that is the obedience of the Nizam-e-Jamaat, the administration of the Jamaat. After the prayer, the Holy Allah Almighty has mentioned you of pay the zakat and also obey the messenger. Allah Almighty mentioned the same thing in the Holy Quran, that you do like this so that Allah, if you wish that Allah should have mercy upon you, then you observe prayer, give the zakat, and be obedient and submissive to the Prophet of Allah. Before this verse, Huzur says, in that verse, Allah Almighty has given the believers the promise of Khilafat. And the promise of Khilafat has been given to those people who are believers and they do good actions, and those who worship and perform good deeds. And these are those people, as it is mentioned in this verse, those who observe the Salat and they are always mindful of that, they give the Zakat, and also they believe the Prophet of Allah. For the sake of Allah, any monetary sacrifice that we make, that is also an act of worship. If you make contributions and give zakat for the sake of Allah, that is also a worship. Allah Almighty has mentioned on scores of time, and along with that Allah Almighty has also drawn our attention to monetary sacrifices. Today if you see as a Jamaat, it is only the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat who is maintaining the system of Zakat, and also they are making contributions, financial contributions for the sake of Allah, and also they have the system of Khilafat in them. So because of the blessings of this system, you can only get the blessings when in actual term, in completely, you are obeying the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in complete form, and in this age and time, and the representative of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are acting upon the teachings given to you by his devoted loving servant, the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. By performing your bath, in one way you have obeyed the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you have fulfilled this command that when my Masih and Mahdi comes, even if you have to cross glaciers of ice, you should go there and give my salam to him. Allah Almighty had his blessing, and you received the message of Ahmadiyyat, and you by the grace of Allah has accepted this message. But you, as I mentioned earlier on, that only this much is not enough, that we have believed and we have said the salam. But after that, now you have to bring about pious revolution in you. You have to establish your close link with the Khilafat and the administration of the Jamaat, and according to the Allah Almighty, you have to look after the duties towards Allah and to your fellow beings. And I present the writing of the promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam once again. He says that I tell you truly that this is one occasion which Allah Almighty has created for his for those people who have goodness in their heart. Blessed are those who benefit from this opportunity. You are the people who have established link with me. You should never be boastful of the fact. You should not be full of pride of this, that whatever you wanted to achieve, that you have achieved. That it is true that you are much better than those people who have angered Allah Almighty. And of course you are much better than those who are disbelievers, those who have rejected the promised Messiah and Mahdi, and they have earned the wrath of Allah. And this is also true that by having the good faith, you have tried your best to save yourself from all types of sin. And you have thought good of that person who made the claim of being from God Almighty. And in this way you are going to save yourself from the wrath of Allah. But the fact, the truth of the matter is that you have come very close to this foundation which Allah Almighty has created for your eternal life. This is the fountain which gives life. You have come closer to that, no doubt about it. But still you have to drink from this fountain of life. So therefore, by the grace of Allah, seek the blessings of Allah Almighty that He should satiate you. You should pray to Allah Almighty that He should enable you to drink that life-giving water from this fountain. Because without Allah Almighty, you cannot do anything. Nothing can be done without His blessing. I know it for certain that the one who will drink from this fountain will never perish, because this water is the water which gives life. This teaching of Islam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the promised Messiah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if you act upon that, this is like drinking the water which gives life. It saves you from destruction, and this also protects you from the attacks of Satan. What is the method of being protected from it? And the method is that the two rights which have been made obligatory to you, you look after both these rights. One is the right towards Allah, and the other one is regarding the responsibilities regarding human beings. What are those rights? As I mentioned and I have read it earlier on, that one should have a true kindness to other people. In one hadith it is mentioned that human Muslims should be like the various limbs of the body. If one part of the body is aching and feeling pain. The whole body suffers for that. So each member of the Jamaat should be like this, that he should have the feeling of other people's pain and discomfort like this, that they should also feel the same way, the same discomfort. And when you have this realization and this feeling, then there will be no question that you consider anybody junior than you, inferior than you. And it will be impossible that you have any bad feelings about your any other brother, or you should have some complaints or and this kindness is not confined only to having some relationship between you, that you should just keep it just among you, Ahmadis towards Ahmadis. Not like that, but he says that even extend it to those people whom you consider your enemies, or those people who are opposing you and giving you discomfort, and they are always trying to hurt you in whatever way possible. You have to be kind to them. And the best way of showing that kindness to them is that you should pray for those people. And those people who hurt you, your heart should be clean from all sorts of rancor or jealousy or hatred. And this is going to be the true obedience of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you will be counted among those people who follow him entirely. Regarding this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned is there, and we should remember that all the time. Huzoor says that Hazrat Muaz bin Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that the greatest excellence is that the one who cuts ties with you, you keep those ties, and the one who doesn't give you, you give to him, and who breaks the ties with you, but you keep the ties with him. And the one who doesn't give you, you better give him anything, who is not mindful of his rights towards you, but you should be mindful of his rights towards you. And who does not forgive you, but you forgive that person. The one who uses foul language, but you use good words toward him. So this is the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we should try to act upon that one. When you adopt this attitude, then within the Jamaat and also in our society around us, then we will be creating an atmosphere of forgiveness around us. And as a result of that, we will be finishing off these disputes and matters of contention between us. And there is also the instruction of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that in order to discharge your responsibilities, be very humble and modest, because Allah Almighty does not like arrogance. Allah Almighty says, Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anhu relates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, O Aisha, you be very modest and humble, because Allah Almighty loves those people who are very modest and very humble, and he dislikes the arrogant people and those who are very proud. If we act upon these instructions, then along with the love of Allah Almighty, we should be able to get the pleasure of Allah Almighty, and along with that, in our society around us, we will be growing the crops of love and affection in our society. And one should never cut off the relationship of kinship. And all the human beings are created by Allah Almighty. We should respect all the people. We should respect them. And we should take care of their sentiments. These are the things which actually finish away all types of enmities and bad feelings among the people. Remember it, that this looking after the rights towards Allah and rights towards human being, and there is a need of always being submissive to Allah Almighty. Therefore, always one should be submissive to Allah Almighty, and one should pray that He may create the fear of Allah in your hearts, and we should always be clear that there is one Allah, and we have to stand before Him to give our account, and then accountability will be there. If this feeling is there, and this conviction is there, and in every heart where this feeling is, will be there, he will be discharging his responsibilities towards Allah and human beings in the best possible manner. And in the heart of an Ahmadi, as I said, if this feeling is there. Otherwise, according to, there is no benefit of getting initiated into the community of the Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. And for both these discharging, both these two responsibilities, there should be a clear distinction between an Ahmadi and a non-Ahmadi. Everybody should be able to see and find out this difference. And these good examples are the thing which will bring other people closer to you. And you will be able to invite the attention of other people towards this matter. That in order to get salvation in this life and the life to come, and these are the paths on which we are treading, you other people should also come, and they should also improve their life in this life and the life to come. Every young and old, men and women, everybody should pay attention to this one, that we have to become a true worshipper of Allah, and we have to look after the rights of other people as well. When each one of you, when you will bring about this type of revolution in you, then you will be able to see that the Jamaat is progressing. And in this small beautiful island, you will see the progress of the community here. So from now on, you should try to create the spirit in you and take maximum blessings of this Jalsa. Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the purposes of the Jalsa is that these should be able to bring about a pious revolution in you. So take full blessings and benefit of this. 2-3 days are there. These are the days of prayer, and make these prayers a continuous part of your life. It should not be that when you go back then you forget your prayers and your offering of the prayer, and you have to look after your duties towards other people. These things, as a matter of fact, should become a part of your life, a regular part of your life. And similarly, during this Jalsa, when people gather here in large number, they should be able to tolerate other people, and if there is something unpleasant, one they should be able to accommodate and accept that. May Allah grant you to act upon this piece of advice.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر